Once again, many thanks for your introductory remarks, which have been very useful, and we are looking forward to the next ones. Mr. Chair, with regard to possible prohibitions and regulations, we would like to underline once again the usefulness of a combination of prohibitions and regulations in our way forward, a general approach that is widely supported by now and that we can be found in many working papers, national positions, and speeches in the past 2 days. Concerning prohibition, we see the increasing commonality in many positions and working papers that a certain group of autonomous weapon systems, by its nature, is not able to comply with existing international law, in particular international humanitarian law. In a joint statement delivered in last year's General Assembly, 70 states committed to upholding and strengthening compliance with international law, in particular international humanitarian law, including through maintaining human responsibility and accountability in the use of force. It also has been reaffirmed multiple times by high contracting parties here in this room, as well as high dignitaries by the United Nations and the ICRC, that the current legal framework is insufficiently developed. Given the complexities of this new kind of weapon systems, as well as the fact that we are dealing with a function which will appear in many different weapon systems rather than in a weapon itself, it is necessary to specify and reaffirm existing international law in the framework of a legally binding instrument. I mean, this is of course our position. Austria has been part of a group of 23 states that have submitted a paper that outlines several elements for future work in this regard. This paper highlights that weapon systems that cannot be used in accordance with international humanitarian law must not be developed, deployed or used and are de facto already prohibited. It further recognizes that autonomous weapon systems that would select and engage targets without any human control would not only be unlawful, they would also be questionable from an ethical point of view, particularly with regard to human dignity. This proposal of 23 states also emphasizes that human beings must make the decisions with regard to the use of force, exert control over weapon systems that they use, and remain accountable for decisions over the use of force in order to ensure compliance with international law, in particular international humanitarian law. Our new national working paper is more specific on conditions that must be met by those authorizing any use of autonomous weapon systems in order to apply international law, including international humanitarian law. This approach entails concrete provisions as well as some extent of regulation. The different elements of the mentioned conditions can be found in several other working papers and include the adequate understanding of the systems and their functions, the circumstances and the dangers of unintended engagements, an understanding how the system will be triggered in different scenarios, a limitation with regard to geographical area, duration of use and number of engagements, and the possibility to readjust, interrupt or deactivate the system. Our paper further requests the prohibition of autonomous weapon systems that select and engage persons as targets and would violate fundamental principles of human dignity, humanity, or the dictates of public conscience. We see a clear need for international legal regulation in this direction, a step which also serves the purpose of ensuring the integrity of international law with regard to autonomous weapon systems and their use. We have to note that our approach on human control would address the issues mentioned by the US on who is responsible for the application of IGL, and it also has relevance with regard to the loopholes on human control which were rightfully pointed out in the working paper presented by the States of Palestine. On a very different aspect of our discussions, we also want to provide some remarks on the impact of our discussions and possible prohibitions and regulations we are working on. We heard several times that our work should not impede technological development and the peaceful use of artificial intelligence. But in general, technological advancements are hampered by a lack of legal clarity and the insecurity of companies and scientists when faced with fragmented legal systems. We should not ignore voices from the tech sector, which make it very obvious that unclear rules will deter talent from engaging with projects in this field. Regulating autonomous weapon systems is about putting limits to the application of technology, not about prohibiting technologies. But also the military utility is limited, as operators and commanders faced with unregulated weapons, which in many cases they will not be able to fully understand, will hesitate to use them or their autonomous capabilities. And that is why we need the regulations that we have proposed. I thank you.